Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestro's Daf Chavuv in the Oiz Vodar edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Aloch Aleph. We start off Chofei Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara asks, Maestro's Mehechan Nitalois, where is the ideal place to be Mafrish Maestro's? Mina Bais or Mina Sode? Is it only once the fruits reach the house, and that's where the obligation of Maestro begins? Or Mina Sode, or in the field? So no, there'll be no takalos, so people won't make a mistake and eat fruits that are not meusar. Says the Gemara Chovel Amud Aleph, Nishmeinim min ador, bring a raya from here. Chover shemeis, a chover who keeps the chumas of maestros to exclude amaretz, v'inech migoyro melea peris, he left a storage full of fruits. Afilu boy bayoy michnison, even if that day is when he put the fruits into the storage, which is the house, you know for sure these fruits were niskan. He already took out chumas of maestros. So what does the Gemara bring a raya? Then when did he do it? If he just brought it today to the house, he probably fixed it in the field before he brought it to the house. So you see that you do the chumas of maestros in the field. And the Gemara continues to explain. Because if not, who said he had the right mindset to do chumas of maestros? He died that day. And it could be that the nair before he died, it was nitro for daiso. He didn't have any more clear das. So how can you say for certainty that he probably did trubosomiasis? You must say he did it in the field before he brought it to the house. Says the Gemara, no. Omar aboyin barchio tipoto shemeis mitoch yishuv. The case is talking about that he died with yishuv das. He know that he was okay in his mind. So therefore he did have time to do trubosomiasis in the house. No riot that he did it in the field. He brought a raya in the following. So this is only a partial quote of a Mishnah Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. The Gemara also in the Bavli brings it. The Rav Gamliel was in a boat and came the time of Biur Ma'asers for the third and sixth year where he need to get rid of the Ma'asers, and he realized he has Ma'asers in the house that he didn't take care of. So he gave the Ma'aser Rishon to Rabbi Yeshua, who was a Levi, and he gave the Ma'aser Oni for Rabbi Kiva to be Zoyche L'Anim. What do you see over here? The Ma'asers were in the house of Rabbi Gamliel. It wasn't in the field. It was right in the third year. So you see the Ma'aser should be done in the house. Hadom Ra Min HaBayis. That shows you should do it from the house. Rabbi Chiya Ba'av Shomol HaMahoch, he brought a raya from here. Min Sheyu Berois of Amiguro, someone has fruits in his storage. Then he gave a sale to a Levi for Ma'aser Rishon, sale for Oni for Ma'aser Oni. And this is what we learn in Maseches Trumas, and it says that based on this, you could go and eat eight sale. So the fact that Mishnah brings that he gave it in the Megori room, Megori is a storage, which is in the house, you see you do the Afrasho in the house. Hadom Ram Min HaBayis, another riot's coming from the house. Rav Abba Mori Shomol Minocho, he brought a riot from here. Later, in Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, we darshan the Pashas Vidui Ma'asers. And it says over there, Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. What's Min HaBayis? What do you do in the house? So says the Mishnah, Min HaBayis Zu Chalo. What do you do in the house? Afashos Chalo. Hadom Ram Min HaSode. That tells you that regular Ma'asers you do in the field. Because why don't we say that Min HaBayis means Afashos Ma'asers? Because Afashos Ma'asers you don't do in the house, you do in the field. So the Gemara brings riyas to both directions. Do you do a Afashos Ma'asers in the house, or you do it already in the field? Halacha Beis Zog the Mishnah. Matzah Ktzitzos, or the correct here says Ktzitzos, referring to figs that you put to dry. But Derech, we found the way. Afil Bitzat Sodek Ktzitzos, even if it's next to a field of these figs. V'chen Te'ein Ashu Noita Aderech, or there is a fig tree which is tilting to the way. Umatzah Tachtea Te'ein, and he finds figs under it. And all these cases, Mutar Mishum Gezer, you can take it. Upturis Bina Maestres, you don't have to do Maestres, because it's hefker. Once these fruits fall off of their location, the owner is misyash, gives up hope, it becomes hefker, and therefore it's potter min ha-maiser, you don't have to do maiser, and it's one who finds it can take it. But hazeisi v'acheruvim, an olive tree and a carob tree, they're a chav and maiser. What is the reason they're chav and maiser? So this is a Gemara in the Bavli Bar Metzio, that the carob and the olives, if you look at the fruit, you know which tree it came from. So therefore, the owner is not misyash, is not giving up hope. Continues the Mishnah, Chavovah and Basin says, Matzo Guroigris, he found already figs that dried. In Dorsu Rovniyodo, most people already pressed it, because when you do dry figs, you create a circle out of it. You put a lot of figs together, you press it together, and create what's called an eagle. So if most people already pressed it, Chayav, it's Chayav and Meiser. Why? Because even if now the owner gave up hope, it became Efker, once the Melacha was finished, you're not Nifter for Meiser. It's already obligated in Meiser. Hefker will now take it away from that obligation. So the discussion here is, was this process finished or not? He's seeing dry figs. Is it finished? Well, if most people already did Risa, they finished the Havaido, they finished the process, so Chayav is Chayav and Meiser. If most people did not, it's but. Matzo Pilchet Veil. Pilchet Veil means the pieces of the eagle. So once he takes the figs and he presses them together, then they cut into pieces. So he finds one of these pieces, Chayav. Be'edua Shemidov Argom. Of course, it's coming from a finished product. Hacheruvim carved actually Kinsum Risha Gag. Before he brought to the roof where they dry, Moirid Mehem Lebehimo, he can bring it down to an animal, Upater. Meaning, because it's not Chayav and Meiser, you can have Achilas Behim and give the animal to eat, and it's Potter and a Meiser, and it goes in that dress, why don't you say the human being can eat it? If it's not Chayav and Meiser, as long as it doesn't do Kviya Seuda. And the Mishnah explains why. He's going to take the rest of the carob and bring it back to dry it. So meaning the process did not finish, that's an indication you're still in the middle of the process. Says the Gemara, Omar Avyoino, Lo Yomre L'Laderech, Habeinu L'Bin Chavir Eloi. Talking about, when we spoke about the fruits that fell from the tree or next to a field, it's only between the field and a way, a pathway, where people walk. So the owner is misyash because he assumes someone took it. But if it fell between two fields, between one field and another, a field of one person next to, and it fell to the field next door to his friend, so then he's not misyash, there's no use, and it's still obligated in Meiser. We're doing the Zeitz of Acharu Mechulei, that whatever falls from an olive or carob tree, so the owner is not misyash. Omar Avyeinu Hu Shemotza Zeisim Tachas Zeisim. Only he finds the olives under the olive tree. V'charuvim Tachas Charuvim, or carobs under the carob tree. Avli Motza Zeisim Tachas Charuvim, found olives under a carob tree. V'charuvim Tachas Zeisim, or carob under an olive tree. Loi Bado, then we didn't see that. Meaning the owner is not misyash only as long as the one can associate the fruit with the tree. So you see the tree, and right next to it, right under it, there is fruits. And you could see that these fruits came from that tree, so he's not misyash. But once it's gone from there, so then there is yush. Continues the Gemara, lots of gorgos, endorsed to Rabbi Yodom, you go with the majority, did they finish the process of pressing or not? Says the Gemara of Eloi Abatim in Idrosus, we talk about that he found these figs on the field. People press the figs in the house. So why would he assume that the pressing was done in the field? Most people in this location do press it in the field. Says, what do you mean? You can see if a fig was pressed or not. When it's pressed, it's smushed together. And if it's not smushed, it means it was not pressed. So why do you go based on the roiv? Just look at the shape of the fig. So the Gemara, no. Sometimes it's pressed and one fig is able to skip out. Under that, the kli called the galgal that creates the eagle, creates the round circle of the figs. So one falls out. Fihi drusa, I mean it's under the category drusa. He was finished the melocha because he already put it into the eagle. Fihi nireche in a drusa. But this fig that fell out of the eagle doesn't look like it was pressed because it wasn't really pressed. It was just put to be pressed and now it's finished. And also the flip side. Peomim sometimes shayregel derasto. Sometimes someone steps on a fig by mistake. Fiena druso, it really wasn't in the pressing machine. Finir's kedruso, but it looks druso. So that you can't go based on the shape. You have to go based on knowledge. Was this pressed or not? So you go based on the majority of people. Did most people press it or not? And this is a continuation of what we just said. The Rabborim Bachia says that most people press it in the field. And most people press in the field. You found it in the field. You can assume that this was already pressed and it's chayav and meiser. Omer Ablozer, Ablozer learns a little differently. Hadol Atim, the explanation over here, B'mokoyim, you're going to use Abchaim's Girso, B'mokoyim she'akol dorsim asodis. It's not enough to have majority of people pressing in the field. It needs to be that everybody does it in the field. But if it's a place that only the majority do in the field, and there's still a minority that don't press on the field, so then the minority that press in the house, and the other minority that did not press in the field yet, they didn't finish pressing yet, meaning then you have two minorities. One minority doesn't do it in the field, doesn't in the house. The other minority didn't do it yet. It's still early. These two minorities are joined together, and you don't assume that these fruits are chav and meiser. So now, like the previous mahalach of the Gemara, that as long as most people do in the field, that's good enough. Continues the Gemara now in the Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. The end of the Mishnah was that the caribs, he could feed it to the animals if it's still in the middle of the process. Question is, why animals? Why don't you say human beings? Says the Gemara, is tani tani. There's a price that says, shen shivcho shel talmid chocham nios oichel bashok. The Mishnah tried to tell us that now you're outside, you're not indoors in the house, so it's not proper for a talmid chocham to eat outdoors, you give it to an animal. Kado, as we saw, a blows of Shimon have oichel bashoko. But the Mishnah was eating in the marketplace. Cham teira mer, so mer saw him. Amalei bashoka tochil, are you eating it outside? Ubatel gamir, and he stopped himself. So that's why the Mishnah brought the example of an animal eating, Kaddish, to tell me that sometimes a human being, even though he's allowed to eat, it's improper for him to eat because it's outside. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Maestro's Daf Chavov.